Did I really mean something to you? Cause you just threw our love away, away. And all of the things I've done for you, did they mean anything? Did they mean anything?
Welcome to With the Green Podcast.
Dude, what the energy up, bro? Like, why are you out there? Like, I don't hear y'all. Like, I just see y'all. Like, y'all good? What's ooh, good ooh. With y'all? Well, another month episode. I'm back out here. Are you ready?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Nah, yeah, yeah, yo, hype. I ain't ready. Let me get out your hype, man. Let me help out you. Hold on one second. Are you ready?
Oh, tell me about the play that I start seeing. I know what the fuck they man
is. Hold on. I got y'all fucking hyping, yeah, check. Hey, what type of time we on today, right? Okay. Yeah.
Welcome to another episode.
I hype no.
Yeah.
Shit, they seen ya.
4-1.
Shit, they seen ya.
Como esta, mi gente?
I had to bring in my dog, my son.
Shout out to everybody celebrating Mexican Friendship Month. You know what I mean? Pick up ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Ain't Mexican friend. They would never have cool. Mexican Friendship Month in the same month of July 4th. So, never mind.
Is now you going to ask?
I just wanted a reason to talk Spanish, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, my Spanish game better, so you know, I just wanted a reason. You know?
Your heritage ain't reason enough.
True.
Your heritage force, you check. That's the breeze. If I don't know what that voice is, that's the cool, calm breeze of the Virgin Islands, you know, all the way in America for your head tap.
Bundle up.
And then next to he got a superstar. She don't make the room so bright, she gotta cover her eyes with the shades.
Why you saying?
Wait, this she said. Wait, this she said. Chris on the show. She said what she said. About her last name. What she said? If you never had a what? If you never had 50 Shades of Hajj, then what she said?
Oh yeah.
Then what she said?
What?
Then what she said?
She said, if you're looking for a scoop of Hajj, DM me.
What are y'all talking about?
Like what you
say? We got Big Nicks on the motherfucking
this is
show. Welcome back, Big Nicks. Everybody heard
you. No, she said every estate have a Hajj. She said you can't go to no community and a Hajj in there.
Okay.
Some fuck like that.
Okay. Nicks back in the show, everybody. Welcome back to Nicks.
And
I will let Chris do the honors of introducing one.
Introducing all the way from Rock City, St. Thomas.
She went fucking to Tutu High School?
Mahoney to be exact. No. Okay. Some may know her as Keela. Some may know her as AB. Why they just call her Keela, and all you say? We go, Keela!
Good.
I remember. So for you guys who don't know Akila, so like when I started off my media journey, you know, I started off on AM college radio, you know, I was a student, and then on Saturdays we used to go to the stool and we used to have everybody tuning into our AM radio station. You ain't telling you that's how hot we've been. So that was me. I already had Tafari and the Avengers episode, you know what I mean? So now Akila, they're about to throw a little bit more dirt on my name, you know what
hey,
I'm saying?
Hey, I'm all here for the breezy slander. Let's do this.
You know what I'm saying? But no,
2024 is a year of truth.
No, but for real, like, Akila, she had talent. Chemistry was definitely flowing back in the days. And so I know what she could do, you know what I mean? So I said, you know what? Come true to the pod. So now she here, you know what I mean? And we both a pod, we both a gate up and jumping, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not cracking, you feel me? Welcome to the show, Akila. How you feeling?
Thank you, I feel good.
You feel good? It was a good day?
Good.
Okay. I like the energy. You know, you could introduce yourself for everybody who don't know. You could say like your socials, where you from, represent your set, you know, whatever you want to do.
Second Street Bovoni. Oh man.
He got something against rock girls, you know.
I believe so. And it's very fun, you know. We
gotta stay together.
Wait. Why is
that? We gotta stay together. I let you from Jump Street. I let you know what's going on.
I love rock girls.
Oh, we know you do.
You better.
She said we know you do.
You better.
Okay, go ahead with your introduction. We'll get into that then.
We say just socials and
whatever you want. Yeah, introduce yourself for the people that want to know more about you. I want to see you more.
Me, I'm Akila. I do a little bit of everything. There's no specific niche to what I do.
Amen.
Instagram, Akila_Kitana. You'll find everything there. Pictures, reels, lifestyle content, all of it there. Yeah, already.
Yeah. She's a dope content creator. She's a model. You done been in some music videos already and thing, right? Like,
yeah.
So it's like, she is like the definition of like going to the States from the Virgin Islands and like still making her own lane for herself. So it's like she modeling, you know what I mean? Mm. Like she in music videos, she making content, all of them different things. You know what I'm saying? So I see her doing her thing. Like I see her doing her thing. She see me doing my thing. You know where we both come from, where we both start. So it's like, I see you.
Came a long way.
We just like, here.
Yeah. Just do New York Fashion Week last year. So,
I love it.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Akila. I want to step my fashion game up. You check. I want some Louis and shit, you know.
Like, yeah, so, that experience.
What you think about my drip right now? You think I could pass? Or?
I mean, you could pass for a chill vibe that we have going on. So, yeah.
So, Nick's also, how was the experience in Fashion Week?
Yeah,
it was nerve-wracking. I feel like the show was just everywhere because you have everybody with so much, I guess, anxiety for this show. And you have, like, celebrities there performing. Like, I've never been to something of that caliber before. Mm-hmm. So, for me, it's like, okay. And then I feel like I would get more anxious because they keep like changing me out of things. Like they want me in this specific outfit and it's like, nah, she didn't look good in this. And then I put her on and it's like, nah, you know what? She didn't look good in this. So that would make me more anxious to like.
If I don't be, I'm fucking like, take it off. Put this on. Mm-hmm. Heck, I don't do couple shows in my time, you know what I mean? So I don't know. What you talking about, like, the magnitude of what you talking about. But I know how them people, they be in the back. They be like, why you get him with that shirt and that pants? That don't make sense. Like, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I understand how it go.
What would you say was the hardest part of the experience?
No direction. None. They had just...
You gotta wing it. You gotta know how to move.
I don't just walk on stage every segment.
How it was. Like, I went to a lot of designers, and I like, okay, like... Okay. Y'all want us to put flair in the walk? We just walking straight, like, cause you know back home, like when you do a fashion show, it's like you being
planning extra. Every detail. Yeah. We
rotating to the left.
That's not standard. Yeah. That's not
for this song
standard.
Here. For this song, we walking back 3 steps, then walking front.
Yeah, exactly. We extra pose, like
then pause, then walk back 3.
Come on, Gelb, let me see this. Come. I need to see this.
Snicks.
For the culture.
Show them, man. Chris, go from the left and then walk this way. Let me show you how you do your little walk.
Run some music, Rain. Let me see this.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get my boy right. Got you, Chris. Everybody playing truth, they playing. Don't you dare me.
So don't give them money.
Dirty, we about to be rich, baby.
Yeah, what's up, man? Quantity shame, man.
That's why. Sit down, Chris. Sit down, Chris. Have a seat. Have a seat, daddy. Have a seat. Have a seat.
Please.
Nick. Oh, this one. So who are you most like star? Who are you most like starstruck to see? Like you said, like people are performing and stuff. So who it was that you be like, oh fuck, that's.
I think Danny Lay.
Okay.
I know she have a lot going on in the media right now, right?
Yeah, but she talented though.
Talent wise, right?
She talented as F.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, her name is was there too. The short girl who the rap, she from New York.
Tiana Trump.
Not Tiana Trump.
The one she really
smiled. Lola Brooke, my boy.
Yeah, ha ha ha. She was there. But I didn't really care to like see her. Like I more want to see like the talented, like you could sing, dance, like. So when they bring out Danny Lee, I was like,
like, oh,
I ain't gonna lie. Danny Lee dope and she fine too. People are sleeping. Mm-hmm. She just gets on big ears, but she fine though. Like she high key fine.
You see, now that you point that out, now that you point that out, I gonna always be watching her ears.
Sorry, dog. I don't examine everything and check.
Imagine she dancing, front flipping, spinning, all kind of thing. I read in the audience like, damn, those ears.
I feel like they don't utilize them like how they're supposed to. Like, they could put some real, like, diamonds and shit and all shit.
Like, all the way through, right? Like,
if she have a big hand to hold it, let she put something over it. Nah, them man, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want me styling nobody. I hope them
people have complexes.
Hmm? Reinstall the pod, bro.
My bad. Well, yeah, hey. This is the show. Thanks for coming. We're going to be here next week. Nice. Well, welcome to episode 41 with the Green Podcast, and we live, we lit.
Definitely lit.
I think we about to do a family. It's gonna be Akila first family. It's gonna be Nick's first family too.
Yeah, for sure. And the good thing about that, we could explain to not only you guys but the audience who just listening for the first time, cause you know Akila gonna bring her new fans on to watch the show.
Fashion Week.
Yeah, for Fashion Week.
I'm going to put a hat on. I don't feel swag, you know.
Yeah, shout out.
Yay. Especially not Irene, you know, pointed out her.
Oh, Danny Lee.
Fabulous features.
Her fabulous features, right?
Let me tell her something, right? Everything about a woman is beautiful. So if I say your ears big, that means you have some beautiful big fucking ears. That's all I say. So she will acknowledge and understand that I am admiring everything about her. That's all. Respectfully.
And putting in your request for extra earrings.
There you go. You see, when she do it, just think about me. With any sponsors. So
yeah, but for sure, fam mail is basically something that we have been doing, where the fams, you know, people that listen to the show, they get a chance to submit a voice note, whether it's like bigging us up, whether it's just asking for advice, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's just sharing an experience and wanting to know what we would do in that experience. So, family being hot, you know what I mean? It got a lot of good, you know, feedback after it. So, this is something that we're going to keep doing, you know what I mean? So,
right.
That's what family is, man.
Without further ado, mm-hmm. Introduce to you an anonymous submission.
It's a guy in my job that I really like that has caught my eye there. I be wanting to say more to him. We say good morning to each other, but that's it. I would like to say more to him. What should I do? Should I wait until he approach me, or should I make the first move?
What the fuck I see in you? Well...
Ladies,
the floor
is yours.
Thank you again for that submission. Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, move at this point.
So she
have to make that first move at this point. If she continue waiting for him, she can be waiting for him till God knows when. That's me personally.
That's fair.
What would you say? Let me practice. I open the door for you. Money.
And so, can't even get exhausted.
He said Bushman.
I don't approach man, so I can't give answers to this,
I'm
but
listen, I sit in here because I'm like, I'm not gonna give the popular response because
so
I'm
yeah, I gonna
not
just do what y'all's doing, just look.
So now she gonna
no,
leave.
it's not down.
So I gonna leave out.
You. So now you have to approach me because I'm looking at you.
Hold on.
Like the first step.
Oh, so you's one of those. You
Blink
guys
your
see a
eyes
meme the
twice.
other day, they say a woman will stare you down until you tell her something.
So you ain't gonna press me?
I say, oh God, no man.
Most men like that eye contact. So I feel like when you give a man that eye contact, they'll be like, oh, she's a little confident. Like, I feel like if I give a man eye contact, normally he gonna come and talk to me like, nah, she watching me, she want me type thing. Like, let me come over and talk to her. But I feel like in her situation, since she done, like, good morning, good morning, she might just got
It's
make
at
that
work
first move.
though. You don't think like that's kind of like
Let's have lunch
complicated?
together. Why
Does she
not?
like
As long
you?
as, yeah, so let's have lunch together or something. Like, she
But
don't
me
have to
saying
like be
something is probably for a
formal.
reason.
My parents met at work.
Mine too, actually.
Shout out to your parents.
I mean,
This is
like, you
tea.
know, I wouldn't be here, you know? If she didn't give the eye contact, you know what I mean? Like,
So,
Great work ethic.
Nick's saying that he would have said something by now, but is a reason he not saying something.
If there's clear, if there's obvious energy there, and I would say energy is currency, you know what I mean? So if there's obvious energy there and he's not saying something 9 times out of 9 times, it's for a reason.
Nick's,
I don't know, you know.
maybe he just have bills, Nick's. He just
Well,
have bills and he don't want to deal with a sexual harassment claim on his name at the job, which checks out.
sexual harassment
Yeah.
claim.
That's
But to
probably
be
why he ain't making a move. He
That's
probably
a
moved
scary
from
place.
What
though?
because SA is on his mind.
He may be a double offender. You gotta be
First and
careful with
foremost, I ain't
that.
telling a damn soul good morning if me want to talk to she for real, for real.
Exactly.
I don't
See?
tell the old woman
Exhibit
them good
A.
morning, my job all the time.
See?
Rin,
Exhibit
this ain't the
A.
Virgin Islands, bro.
What
Yeah.
nigga
Don't say
that
good
follow me
morning over
everywhere?
here.
Gotta
That's
say
a
good morning to
greeting.
everybody.
That's a conversation. Good morning is a conversation starter in the
It
States.
So how is that floozy, is what you're saying. Gotta say good
Yeah,
morning to
you
everybody.
just loose. You just ready
Well,
for the world.
I guess so. It is itching for interaction. I guess that's what it is.
You just thirsty for some type of dialogue with you and somebody else.
That'll start my day good. That when the woman said, "Morning, hey, good morning," you know what I mean? Go about my day. Check.
Well, no way she's staring at you still because she waited for
She
the
waited for
conversation
more.
to continue. You know, she's like,
I gonna
okay,
stop. No way they're gonna get mad at me because of you. I appreciate it.
I guess. Be like, Mariana doesn't say good morning anymore.
So what's some other ideas? Akila said she could go ask him to go. Well, I said he could go lunch for her. Like, ask she could ask him to go lunch. What's another indicator? She drop a pencil, a pen in front of you, and she pick it up. Like,
That
what's
could
some
work.
other? That would really work.
Well, did I? Like, that's a thing.
No, people don't do that,
Man,
Akila. But you know what I'm saying? You know, I
hold
am
on
putting
now.
myself in the dude,
They
in the dude
do
shoes.
weird shit.
Yeah.
Girl will lean over you and Hector like be like, "Oh, what is you do to the lean titties on your shoulder and fuck like you know what I mean?" They'll be doing some clear signs at work, like not my
That
job,
titty on the
nobody at
shoulder
my
go
job,
hard.
nobody at my job.
That happened for real?
That'll happen yes, when you walk in the office. That will definitely happen.
Mariana, you have any extra sticky notes? Oh, I see them. Whole
Number
time,
one.
two double D's, the back of your head, Ross. You there, like, what the fuck?
Man, trying to take a bite of your sandwich. Like, y'all think about where that could be happening in the office or you know, relationship
Bite
booze.
of
Then
your
what I
sandwich,
said.
you're saying them.
I never see the boys. Clearly, I never see the boys. Okay, we keep
I can
going.
wave the flag on this right here.
Let me give you
That's
some
borderline
some
essay right
advice for
there.
real though. Let me give you some. Okay, let's watch it. Harry, so ladies give their piece. You know, with that with two like. Two dimes. And I'm not saying you're not a dime, but apparently these ladies was chased all their life. You know, I guess alcohol ain't the only thing getting chased. But anyways, wait, I have to throw that one in.
Yeah.
What is wrong with
So like,
Drugs.
ain't all the time, you know, ain't all the time that you know dudes gonna be like that, and then. you know, HR is real, so like they ain't want to get sent home for sexual
harassment. I ain't gonna lie, Chris.
HR is real.
I don't think HR real, dog. I ain't gonna lie.
Guys, let me throw that out there.
What you say, Kayla?
I'm an HR manager. Let me throw that out there.
Exhibit B.
Hey, Rain, HR is real. I've done been to the HR office at least twice when I was working in Lime Tree. One, because I went on live and said Lime Tree don't care about black people.
See? And imagine how we met. He recruited me to go protest. Against
WAPA, you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, he's a rebel. Shit for you. Really shut. Look, he's shut.
What you say?
You know, Pioneers
are rebels.
Know what I'm saying?
A rebel.
Yeah, but so HR is real. So probably that's what Pana thinking about. So yeah,
it can't be that, man.
You could take it a step further, ask him his name, and tell him hope you have a good day, and leave it as that. You know what I mean? So every day you add a little bit more. You're like, what's for lunch today? And then he gonna be like, shit, nothing. He'd be like, you know, we should go and get some smoothies or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, whatever close
Nick's,
to your job.
Nick, Akila, Chris just, so everybody are listening, Chris just gave out a nice long approach to making this happen. I gonna expedite the mission for everybody. Right.
See that there? Her legs just
the cool. Next time you say good morning to him, just put your hand on his shoulder. That's it. That's the clearest in it. There you go. See that? That's a big sign. So different that look is like, damn, like she touching. Once you break that physical touch barrier, oh, it's up. Is that like he got a girl? He gay? Or he just not interested if you don't take your oath after
no,
that?
No. Just the first two. You are a walk dog.
What a
Chris.
Come on. You know you need to learn something at work to make the hours go by, Nick. Come on.
I know.
Hey.
Can we cut to commercial?
Yeah, sponsor, very first sponsor, you know what I'm saying? Well, Nick's gonna read it, you know.
So speaking of commercial breaks, if you're planning on playing Mass this year in Miami Carnival, check out Carnival Creations. That's Carnival Creations with a K. As a new costume designer, the owner of this brand is proud to share her designs, with the theme being traditional splendor. These costumes were made to represent Mokajumbis. If interested in registering, be sure to use her reference code withthegrain.pod for a discount of the costume of your choice. Direct link for registration can be found in her brand page bio at Carnival Creations. That's at KARNIVAL KREATIONS. Carnival Creations on everything.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be on the road to all five of we. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be on the fucking road. You know what I'm saying? For Miami Carnival. So make sure I was fine we and take pictures with we. You know what I'm saying? Pictures are free.
It's fit.
For sure.
I want a costume. So I could dance.
That's why I was coming. We're doing a costume fucking giveaway. Are you?
Let's do it.
One for the male, one for the females.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Carnival. How many again?
It's Carnival.
Carnival again.
I don't think that's how it'll go.
Hope you not go.
It's Carnival again. That's the one. Okay, I'm mixing up two songs. Sorry. Don't record that. Delete that. Next.
Oh, you so shit. Y'all ain't know. You know what I'm saying? One of our previous senators.
Former
senators. Well, previous senators, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Went on his public platform. You know what I'm saying? So this is not melee. This is something that the world saw. You feel me? Basically stating that he found out that his daughter isn't his. So, we're going to get into too much details about that in terms of, you know, him and who the girl is, or who, you know, we're gonna get too much. We're gonna just talk about the situation, right? So, I feel that it's definitely a bust chest.
That's not your child.
Yeah. Cause you know, when I meet Akila, I'm sure that's one of the reasons why she didn't want, you know, like mess with me. You know what I mean? She was like, man, he got a daughter. Whole time. I ain't got data. So I could relate to this man to an extent. But I went about it a little different. Like when I found out, I didn't go on social media. I kinda went dark for like a good while. I couldn't even like go on social media. You know what I mean? Like I would just like talking to my moms. Hey, man really to run to them mother when they really bad broken dog. I had to go by mom's real quick and talk to she. Then I went on the turf with the fellas, make some clothes, you know. And then I had a manly game that night, so it's like I was warming up in the layup line, my son. I could remember it so vividly, the music playing, like that in Central Gym, warming up, getting ready for this game. And like my vision was just blurry, you know, like I couldn't see shit, like my mind wasn't there at all. Like when you see your favorite, you know, basketball player or something, and they just playing like complete shit. And then you just like, wow, something gotta be going on with them, man. Like, something on their mind. Yeah, like, real shit to be happening to people, so.
So, real shit happened, right? Like, so apparently the partner find out that his child, and he decided, like, you see how you handle it? You kind of went to your mom's, you handled it however you handled it. Like, his direction that like, he went with it was on her birthday. Let me post this publicly so everybody on my platform could see what's going on and let the whole world know that he found out that it's in his child and her body, unfortunately, right? We ain't bashing nobody on any side of this, right? But you said that like, oh, he come and let the public know? Like, you feel like that was the right action for him to do? Do y'all feel that way?
No. I feel like it was... And this is just my personal opinion. I just feel like it was like he looking for attention by doing that. Because yes, it's a tough situation and all of us bleed differently. All of us express ourselves differently when we're going through difficult things. You know, I'd always say, you know, you can't really judge people because it's just the wrong combination of things that could cause anything for anyone, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's your daughter's birthday. I think at the end of the day, it's painful for you, yes. But that's a child, and her day is now tainted, and the attention is taken off from something that's supposed to be celebratory for her, regardless of who her father is. You know, I feel like she should have had that day to just celebrate with her mother and family and friends and everything without having that gloom over it. Because let's be for real, people talk and kids hear things, and I'm pretty sure if not her, you know, her cousins or somebody is already hearing this as well too. You know, I have nieces and nephews and stuff, so I think it's just selfish to kind of take that day away from the little girl. I feel like it's a day that's going to be tainted for her, and it's just a lot of negativity around it, whereas that could have been handled privately with the people that are closest to you that could nurture your wounds. Like Breezy said, you don't go to his mom, you know? Your mom isn't going to go online to my mom and post it. And,
I went to my mom.
You know?
I don't go to my mom. I went to my mom in that situation. Like, I ain't no little... Like, I had to handle my problems.
You went to him,
okay. I just saying what happened in that day.
He ran.
No, because no. Oh, Chris, you have mama's boy, man.
I think that's a justifiable reason to go there, though. That's a justifiable reason to go there. So I hear what you're saying. Right. Akilah, how you feel about it? How the situation is being handled, the whole situation. How you feel?
I definitely agree with her. You know, everybody deal with things differently. But once a child is involved, you have to kind of take that step back and put your personal feelings to the side, because exactly like what she just said, a cousin, a family member, a friend, somebody see that and probably went to the child and now...
Or she could even get the teas at school.
She can't celebrate her birthday properly now. And I'm pretty sure that's something she's going to remember for every birthday.
It just ties together.
It's long after he's put it down and moved on with life, that will still have yeah. festering pain for her.
I ain't want to flip the scenario and be like it's all on him, right? At the same time, like, that whole situation is messy and messed up, and the part that the girl played in it is also messy. I don't know the whole situation, you know, she stopped posting stuff. I couldn't see because I ain't her friend. So, like, I ain't see everything. But I do want to say this, though, to the dude. If that's your child, in your heart, that was your child, because you find out that moment, like Chris said with Hazy, when he found out his wasn't his, right? Just because you found out at that moment it wasn't, didn't mean like all the love you had just went away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure you would still want your child to have a good body, right? I'm pretty sure, like, in the future, no, let's say, like, you recover, like, you know what, like, I've been rocking with her for, what, 9 years? Like, that's my child no matter what. No! Even after you do this, you can't take that back, you check? Like, you can't try and come over there and be like, oh, well, no, I gotta take my... No. Like, you kind of did something that you really can't come back from. Like, you can't really go cold with it either, because they're going to be like, well, look, this is what he's been doing. So, it's like, that's why I think, like, keeping it private would have been, like, the better option in this situation.
Yeah.
Part of me kind of feels like, being that he has gotten the brunt of the negativity due to their divorce, you know, everybody kind of cling to his ex-wife. I don't want to drop any names or anything, but, you know, everybody community-wise kind of cling to her and nurtured her and everything. When the news of his outside child came out, you know, the community spoke on that, and that didn't happen but so long ago. So I don't know if, I mean, it could look like so many different things just because of how it was handled and how he responded to it. But, you know, it just looks like tit for tat, honestly. Like, oh, well, look what happened to me, and this is why I do this. And at the end of the day, whether it's that or not, is not the community's business, as painful as it is, you know. And also maintaining that regard and respect for self as an upholding, you know, lawmaker in this community. As a senator, you know, you have a big role and shoes to fill. And that's not just for a term or two or three or seven. It's for life, you know. Yeah. Just maintaining that respect and that regard in the community. I think that's important as well, too.
Yeah, for sure. Chris, when you are finding out, back in the day when you found out, that you are also went to your father, too, or just your mother?
That night it was mom's. The tough, and then home, but when I reach home, it was man league. As soon as man league done, mom's tough, home. But by the time I reach home, my father was asleep. So, like, my mother, she don't tell my father everything. You know, like, even though they ain't, like, you know, live together anymore or whatever, but they still, like, they talk about their kids to each other. So, like, He just come in my room in the morning, and he just stand up by the door, and he's like, you alright? And I was just like, you know, I was like, yeah, like, good. You know what I mean? Even though I was like dying inside, but like, if now if my mother had come in the door and asked me, I'm like, oh, my baby, I'm like, my father, like, yeah, like, good pops, you know, like, you know, it's another day, you know? So, you know? So, it was, you know, and then I think that way, he's like, you know, if you want to talk, just let me know, like, you know what I mean?
Get me vexed, Nicks is because, like, I know Chris says, like, that's exactly what he just do is exactly what the fuck he do to
him.
Oh, that's it. Like, yeah, my God, man.
Glad.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And knowing his father too, like,
trust me, like, just my father standing up by the door asking me that, like, is good enough for me, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, he care about me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But that's just the relationship we have. My father really do be trying to show affection, you know what I mean? But he just don't know how, you know what I mean? But like, the fact that I know he trying to do it, you know what I mean, is good enough for me, you know what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah.
Another thing that came from this, and I started seeing a lot of this on Facebook. Shout out to Charles. Charles had do a post, and he was saying that DNA test should be mandatory after birth. How I feel about it, I think that should be mandatory.
I agree wholeheartedly. Do it. It should have been done. It's 2024. So. I don't understand why we're still having this conversation and it can't be done. It should be done. So, and I'll throw it to you from this angle, right? Just you know, I like to stir the pot just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Shake that pot up.
So I heard a case recently where a man came out and said he just recently took his child to get tested and found out his child is not his. The wife cheated on herself. Oh my God, that can't, that's impossible. I've never, ever stepped out in our relationship. You're the only man that I've been with and blah, 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 blah. So she decided to take the child to get tested. Comes to find out, she's not the child's mother either. So imagine if there are more cases where things may have happened.
Going home with a run, baby dog.
And only the father gets tested. The mother takes the rap for that, and that's not her child either. Then what?
Hey, yeah, because you could go home with a wrong child.
Error is error. Error can take place. Error can take part on the mother's side. Error can take part on the hospital side. Error is error. There's so many different margins for error.
I heard about stuff like that, so I feel like that definitely could happen.
Correct.
So you saying saves
both parties.
Before you walk out the door.
Know that that's your child.
Yeah, stamp it.
Believe it. And that helps in issues where medical things come up later on in life. I also heard of a situation where somebody found out that their father wasn't their father simply because they needed either an organ or blood or something for a medical reason, and they were not a match. They were nowhere near related.
Yeah, that's our next tip, Ayo. Let's just check the blood type.
Da. Yeah.
Our next tip.
Okay. Akila, how you feel about mandatory DNA tests? You think that should be something that should be set up?
Yeah, definitely should be something set up. Because not only are there errors in hospitals, but I heard of a case a while back, and this guy was in a public pool, like one of those community pools with, you know, I guess a group of people. And I think a few of the girls got pregnant.
You were leaking?
From being trapped. Yeah, yeah. So a situation like that is like, you're going to think, oh, like, it's my man. Like, I'm pregnant by my man. But come to find out, no, it's Akila. This kid that you just innocently was in
Take
the pool
a break.
With.
Hold on. You can just slide in, the man will leak in and breathe 5 years in a pool and just keep going. You got
well, I guess I'm super smart.
You got to wait, but
hold on.
I have a question.
Hold on.
There's real swimmers. Like you know they be swimming? Yeah. Them are really been fucking swimming?
Evans, I need a fact check on this one.
Let me see if I can.
Hold on, I get you a key.
I have a fact checker on this one.
Okay, like
I heard about you getting a
strong sperm could impregnate women in swimming pools. Child protection, is that considered
non-consensual? I have so much.
What's awesome. Hell yeah, why the man?
No.
Okay.
What are you doing in there?
Why the man pumping in the pool though? Like
that's why he sent. Or was he fucking somebody in the pool and then everything?
And he pulled out. Just...
He probably was just, you know, it's I don't remember lot. Exactly.
He needs to go
like.
To jail.
And why our legs wide open? Our sperm could just swim. That's swim in.
Right? Swim through the bikini.
Man, I'm supposed to swim like this.
Nix is swim through the bikini. All our bikini been loose.
But you know, to be fair, like thing, because you're in Texas, right? So I don't know if y'all been reading this whole thing with like Texas and all the like the new STDs and stuff that's coming out. But they even put in notices in like gyms where you don't wipe down the seat, like and the leg press machine, things like that. Like the fluids from that, you could now get that STD because the STD is now like a ringworm looking thing, whatever it's called.
I don't wipe down shit in the gym all the time. I just wipe out.
Oh, y'all making me itch. Oh, making me itch.
Just come from the gym. Look at you.
So, like, if I'm in the boxers and go to the gym and then, like, I sweat in the boxers and then the.
Why are you not in your boxers, though?
But you see, it goes beyond that, too. Like, you know, I have some girls that some gym has, like, vibration things. Instead of just going to the store and buying a toy, they using that for the pleasure. So things like that is
wait,
like.
Wait, wait, wait! You said gym get vibrations. So what gym get vibrations? So?
Yeah, man.
What, what's the machine?
Gym you to go to that.
What machine you using to vibrate?
The fuck, they got a thing that you just stand up on and it just shake your whole body. And you got to hold on to the fuck like this.
I like
that's
that one.
That's a and great clip. That's a great clip. you see, you is a good team. That's how you fuck with it. Well, Chris, you don't use the machine. Let's be real.
I had to, when I was getting my Achilles walk on, I had to do it.
Therapy, nigga. Not in LA Fitness on a jiggle machine, just jiggling. Like, nobody's doing
nah,
that.
I'm not.
That's
nah,
sick.
That's crazy. That shit could be collected dust.
You know the saying, you're supposed to stand up straight on it because it'll rattle your brain.
Yeah, you're supposed to slightly bend your knees. Because if you stand up straight, like, you're going to be like, you know what I mean? So you got to bend your knees a little bit and then, yeah, it'll go through the whole body. Well, technology, bro.
This is. I wonder if Parnap and Child Support for those. Sponsors.
They need pay child support.
I didn't fuck them.
Is that sibling support if the father is still a child? No. What is that?
A child.
Suppose his aunt was in the pool too. You know what I mean? Like.
All right. This is
okay,
where
stop. Let's stop. We can stop talking about the.
You want a sponsor? One more sponsor?
Yeah, that's our only sponsor. Do we read it twice or?
I'm about to make up a sponsor. Hey, welcome. We're gonna start faking sponsors and giving out coupon codes
shout
for
out
nothing.
Who we interviewed today.
Shout out to Caribbean Vibes.
VIBZ on everything.
So we get some content recorded that we gonna put on the website. So I not website, the YouTube page. So you already know we have 15-minute drill. We gonna make a little playlist with the families too. That will come in time. Now we have VOD, what do you call it? DBT?
That's right. We got Virgin Islanders DBT.
D, yeah. So,
doing big things.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so get it.
I was kind of waiting.
So, this person is from the Virgin Islands. He from St. Croix. Like, on his food, Van Gaal. Like, I was freaking out being in the States and seeing this fuck. Chill,
like they treat for zero in Florida.
Chill, I know you see a bunch of Caribbean stuff all over the place. Hey, you there, Florida. So yeah, so we gonna show how you a plate right here, so you know what I'm saying? So you got seasoned rice in this morning. Open it, not fit faggy.
Yeah, let me see a half eating plate of fish.
Come on, drop chicken. You feel me? That bean smell good, man.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. And the man selling local drinks.
Big cup.
You know what I mean? All that good stuff. Yeah.
In Dallas?
Oh, yeah.
In Dallas,
right.
Dog.
Grand Prairie.
Get his information.
Be exact off the I-20. It's owned by a family. So you can follow them online. They also own a Premier Pass shoe store in the Arlington Mall, the parks at Arlington Mall. And listen, what I love about this family is that they do everything together. Like, they're running these businesses together.
And
this
they black.
Islanders,
hold on, Nick. Let me cut you off real quick because this is a staple that we have to put. You know what I'm saying? They are a black family. Now, it's not rare to see families running business. It's rare to see black families running. You just see the Arabs do it. You just see the Mexicans, the Chinese. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get a 7-year-old friggin' ringing up my order and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, seeing a black family come together and make something, like, is very inspirational. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So,
I got to pull it up for you real quick, man. I got to pull it up because, listen, and they're doing everything. When they're talking pâtés, Johnny Cake, oxtail.
They pâté big like my forearm, boy.
Man, you want to see the size of this pâté? I had lobster pâté, too, you know. Oh, my God. God,
no,
I'm
really
telling
want
you,
come
everything.
Texas.
I'm telling
my
you,
lips.
Everything.
My lips.
You don't want nothing more than this. And it's not just about the food. It's about the experience. Okay? So, and I'm just telling you, like, this is about to be big out here.
When we drop it on YouTube, you're going to see. You know what I mean? Like, we get good content. We get good video footage of it and everything. So, that's going to be episode 1 of doing big things. You know what I mean? Doing big things is our next segment that we're incorporating with WT.
Virgin Island is doing big things. So we're going to start checking it out. But this is their Instagram, Caribbean, V-I-B-Z.
I'm going to put it on the screen. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. So wait. So every time I say something crazy, we're going to shout out our business?
Yes.
I sound that's a trend. I think that's
all right. Well, I ain't saying no more crazy shit.
Like, you better listen in. If I get friends that have businesses, I'm gonna wait to start sending bitches in because Chris is something crazy now, like every 30 seconds.
Rain, I wanted to come up here more often so that we could shoot more stuff, so we could check out more businesses, we could do more things. They got some Caribbean VI owned clubs and stuff out here and stuff too.
You know what?
I'm down with it. And I wanted to travel to keep up with Virgin Islanders doing big things.
You know what, Nix? I mean, I one up you. I'll come over there too. It'll be a party, huh?
Yeah.
We'll get lit. Do some
we
stuff.
Yeah,
we're
about to be lit.
So I like it.
We just waiting for Akila to say she come in too, but she there thinking if she going fashion week that week.
She don't know if her fashion week people going to fuck
you with. Want overlap.
She got over there.
You want overlap.
I don't do that.
You're going to see how this episode go and then she's going to make a decision. 10 views? Nah.
I can't see if I fucking with these man first, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So since we're moving off from spawn and pools and stuff, what's next on the agenda, guys?
So yeah, what's the craziest thing your ex ever did to get you not to leave?
I'm exiting this conversation.
And because we have to be polite, we're going alphabetical order with first names. So the first person on the list gonna be
Akila. Still get
Akila.
Me. Akila still get me.
I'll try to save you, sis.
Let Chris go first. I gotta think about that.
Hey, I mean, I don't say it already on a pod before when Mountain was professing his love for Crazy Woman. I want you to spit in my face. And I want to pin you on the, yeah.
I can see it.
That fucker going crazy that episode.
Yeah, losing his mind.
Oh, losing his mind.
Yeah, losing his mind.
I can see it.
Real facial expression.
I can definitely.
Just imagine a 5'2" girl just slapping Mountain, you know, just dry face.
He said, yeah, slap me again. And I want you to leave. I want you to leave with my car. And I call in she picking up. And she come 5 o'clock in the morning. He said, where the fuck you been? And she like, where the fuck I been?
We need a part two.
Entire scene of a whole novella. This is a whole novella in his head.
Dog, we need a part two of how it end, dog. Like, what's next after that?
Dog. I need to know.
Dog, the fuck was the funniest fuck ever, dog. Because the man didn't want to stop. I want everyone.
I gotta make a clip on our phone for a true, but
yeah, we gotta bring that
phone back. Oh my god,
we gotta find that clip, wow. It is clipped, so we gotta find that clip, but we gotta share that bitch. Like, yeah.
So, Chris, what's the craziest thing an ex or a girl ever do to keep you around?
You know what I mean? That's how that time, you know what I mean? I had my toolie and a dresser. You know, I gotta stay protected.
She shove it in your face.
No, I went to take a piss.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I leave a fuck on a dresser. But then, like, I'm awake coming back to take a piss, like, her phone was ringing, and it been a nigga that I feel like she was fucking with. So I was like, okay, you know, it been, you gotta go.
Ooh.
So I was like, you gotta leave. And she was like, I don't wanna leave. I like, nah, you gotta go. And I just went, I went about my business. So, like, I was wondering why she ain't leave yet. And when I turn around by the door to see why she ain't leave yet, girl get my toolie. Talking about she ain't going no place. I like, alright. Okay.
No, you win.
Chill.
You win.
Chill.
Should I let you go last? Nobody stopping
you. You tell her
that
she pull a trigger?
Like, none of us.
Rain, I walk up to that girl, Rain. I watch she dead on her eye. I said, do it.
Well, that'll be edited out the episode.
No, I didn't tell you that. But that's what it'll be doing in the movies, though. It'll be like, he gonna do it for real?
No, now you can see the connection, how he and Mountain related. The
safety was on, Chris. Okay, I know safety and that too.
I tell she do it because he had nothing in the clip, you know what I mean? I want to see if she gonna do that for real.
Are you hear
Oh shit, you bought a life.
If she has squeezed the trigger, Chris, and you hear that click, you would have fucked her and let she go.
If I had a fuck her? No, we had done her. Yeah. So I had post not clarity, you know what I mean?
So makes sense, both the clips are so empty.
Makes sense.
Saw what I did there, huh? Okay.
My fuck was empty for real.
Hey, I got a thing that's funny. Akila, you know, funny. It's your turn.
I can't think of any man.
Nobody
can't beat that.
Nah, I think she just trying to keep it on the low. She don't want to bring up no crazy people back in her life. I know what's going on.
My answer is very simple.
I want. Okay, go ahead.
Breathe me.
Not you getting trapped.
The question was the craziest thing your ex or anybody ever did to get you not to leave.
That's pretty crazy.
So he was your ex or somebody you was done with?
Yeah, clearly.
No, you know you're having problems sometimes.
Things
rocky, things.
You respect who? You respect the move?
No. I respect what she's saying. Like, you know, things rocky or whatever. I don't mean that I ain't want to fuck each other. It just mean like,
no,
you
have nothing to do. Listen, when things shaky, trust me, it's never usually about the sex.
When things shaky, you just want to shake the room. So it's just me.
No.
I'm
gonna
make your bed rock, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I that feel that's a common story for a lot of people.
Hey, Akila.
Yeah.
You know,
both grown now, dog. What you ain't want me in college? Like, I wasn't good, you know?
We have an ass sponsor? How much money? We have an ass sponsor?
Wait. I want to hear my answer. What is for my taste? What you give me this offer? What's offer? This month? A good. He ain't come down yet. Go ahead, Akira. No, I want to know.
How much woman you have in here?
So you set yourself up. Drifting away from the topic. You say you set yourself up. See that?
So here's the thing.
So you were always like that.
No, wait.
Sorry.
Be mindful of what you're about to say.
Right? First day of school, like
hold
we didn't
get... Hold on, Akila, you know about his four girlfriends?
But his what?
Girlfriends.
Hey, one more.
Cuatro! Cinco, siete, ocho, nueve!
Oh, okay, fuck, wait. I see ya.
Let me tell my part, you know what I'm
saying? The man had a lips, oh, that was just in St. Thomas. That like four in St. Croix.
That clip, that clip is what make Akira be on this show today because she slid up at the clip and she was like, no, Tafari saying facts. So I was like, and then we end up talking again and shit. But alright, so let me tell my piece, right? So this is the first day of school or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And I walk into my dorms and I see a girl in a Charlotte Tamale jacket, you know what I mean? Light skin, nice eyes and shit. I was like, who the fuck? So I was in my brain like, yeah, man, that's exactly who I want. So I was train and I was pursuing, huh? So like, all them rest girlfriends, they come because she didn't want me, you know? Like, if she had wanted me, like, I wouldn't have been going crazy out there, check, if we being completely honest. Because that was the first day of school. So I already established in my brain who the fuck I want, like, her. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So they all went through this because she deny you?
Because she smell who?
If Akila have
I can see a who from a mile away. That's what happened.
Oh, Hodar was on point.
No, but on a serious note, I believe she had a man. I think that was the reason. Right?
So she didn't tell you good morning, but
I did, but you were also a hoe. You were a hoe.
So
remember when you gave me your chain to wear? You remember?
When what?
You remember when you gave me your chain to wear? You know, I get pressed up in the cafeteria for that.
You got talking to you when you go in the cafeteria. You see, when you go in the cafeteria, you got talking to you, you know what I mean? Like,
imagine, Chris, I want to hear this story, but imagine, Chris, no, the girl, another girl was about to go press her, and then she see her next girl press her. Like, what the fuck? You feel me? Like, she get the shit before she, you know what I mean? Like, so a girl press you for the chain. What she said?
She was just like,
oh shit.
She was a friend of mine. That was the crazy part. We graduated together. So she was like, that's Christian. I completely forget I had it on first of all.
That's what
she was moving like my chain went heavy, dog. But she forget she had it on.
Oh, you're so comfortable around her neck, you know?
I looked down. I said, oh, I said, yeah. She was like, he gave it to you. Why you have it? Eye together? Like eye talking or something? And I was like, nah, just holding it for him. He got basketball.
That's exactly what you were doing.
Brist much?
Not you got the excuse ready and trained. Hold on one second.
Why people like that?
What?
Like brist.
First and foremost,
how come you have that?
You know what? My brain, I pondering.
Fuck, does have a Chris pendant, you know? Fuck, does say Chris.
How come you have like,
but you know the crazy part? Then the girl turned to me and said, oh, we can't ask my man. I said, oh, well, I just holding it for him till he finished practice.
No, you
I just
to happened say, to be there. Well, why he need to you to hold?
You messy.
I didn't do nothing. I just want you to just consider your facts.
So this all happened on the first day of school still? Because apparently he pulled up to you on the first day of school. That's the same
thing. No, I ain't talked to her on the first day of school. Oh. I realized she existed on the first day of school. But like,
you gave her your chin on the first meet?
No, like we are living in the same dorms, you know, like how the West dorm set up is like, you know, like you get elevators and so we probably cross paths in the elevator and just end up talking.
Cue elevator music.
Well, she had a group of friends though. Like it was Denika, you, Denisha. You know, it was a group of girls that had just come up from high school the year before, and they were like a little clique. And I was like, that's a little clique. So it was like all of we Tafare, all of we just used to be chilling and shit. You know. And that's what I
call Jerry
Casico. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were just gang, you know what I mean? We had a nice little clique. We just used to be having fun, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I just gotta shake my head, dog. That's crazy. Well,
fuck a real platonic friendship, dog. Like, none of we didn't mess with none of we were just all cool, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, she just said clearly out that her friend was your man, well, was your girl, so I don't know if it was
she wasn't part of the clique. She wasn't part of the clique. I ain't that messy, man. Come on, dog. Ain't leave my shoes outside before you go insane.
But give thanks for everybody who pointed up to the motherfucking episode. You know the vibes, and we're here for a long time, forever, you know. So shout out to everybody. Join the journey. Akila, thanks for pointing up. We're going to see you again and again and again and again and again. Ajayda, thanks for pointing up and producing the show for us and keeping us in check. You know the vibes. Nix, we love you. Thanks for pointing up again. Chris.
Welcome to With the Green Podcast.